The question was asked, if a person was generally a calm person and then they get married, is it normal that during marriage they suddenly discover that they are more angry, etc.? So the answer is 100%. More than that, there are different works that write that a person who thinks he's worked on his traits before he got married doesn't begin to know what it means to work on one's traits. Because all the work that one does pre-marriage is in a vacuum. All you're working on is yourself. You think you're in touch with other people. Even if a person had a girlfriend, it's not the same thing. When you get married and you're bound to the other person and all of life is intertwined and you know that hopefully for the rest of your life you're going to wake up with this person and suddenly you have to deal with your weaknesses and their weaknesses and your sensitivities and their sensitivities, that's when you have to start working on your traits. And all the work you did beforehand was just preparatory. The real work starts the morning after the wedding. That's when the real work starts. That's when the real Yetzer Hara is born. That's when the real challenge of being a patient, kind person begins. Everything beforehand is preparatory. And it's very common. I would say it's 100%, but I don't know how to talk in such terms. But it's very, very common that people walk into marriage and suddenly say, what did this marriage do to me? I used to be a calm person. I used to be a kind person. I never dealt with people with such anger, etc. And marriage is bringing out in me traits that I never knew I had. Right. Now you know you have work to do that you never knew you had to do. But it was always there. One of the key points to remember is that all of marriage does this to a person. There's a famous story. I could tell you many stories. I just can't tell you who it's about. But there were many sages of Israel whose wives were very, very difficult, to put it mildly. There was one whose wife was very difficult, and she told him, if you divorce me, I'll commit suicide. And he believed her. So he remained married to her his whole life. They never had kids, and life wasn't simple for him, but he wrote one of the greatest works we use today in Halacha. There was another great rabbi whose works everyone learns, whose wife was also very, very difficult. Many stories. One famous story is where he came home and he started building the sukkah. You know the story? His wife said to him, after he finished building it, why'd you build the sukkah over here? It would be better on the other side. So he finished building the sukkah. So fine, his wife says that. He says, are you sure you want it there? She says, yeah, it's going to be much better there. So he says, you know, previous years we did it here. You sure you want it there? She says, yeah. Okay. Now, he was a busy person. He had a lot to learn. He wrote a lot of works. He took apart the sukkah and rebuilt it in the second place. And he finishes building it, and she comes out and says, you know what? You were right. The first place is much better. And without a word, he took apart the sukkah, brought it back, and built it in the first place. There are many stories. I once had the privilege of meriting a meeting with a very, very, very big halachic authority. And he was traveling, and I was in the town where he was visiting, and I called when I heard he was coming to that town. I asked if I could have a meeting with him, and I lucked out. I was able to get in to see him. So I come to the hotel room, and his wife's there, and he's not there. So I asked her, is it an uncomfortable time? Should I come a different time? So she says, no. He had it in his meeting book that you're coming. He should be here. And he should be here any minute. And I gave him a cell phone, and he wasn't willing to take it. But he'll be here any minute. Okay. So I'm waiting, there's no problem. Yichud, he should walk in any second. It's literally any second, right? And as I'm waiting there, someone calls and she talks to the person and he walks through the door. Now I know that wherever he walks, people stop him with 1,000 questions. He can't move 2 feet without crowds coming and asking him. I didn't fault him for a second for coming late. I know how hard it is for a person of his stature to get anywhere. he walks through the door and she starts berating him in front of me. Now, he's not a young person, and I feel like 2 cents. I'm sitting there. And she tells him, you know, you made up an appointment with someone, and he came on time, and you weren't here for him. She's saying this in front of me like he's a little boy. And he's calmly and patiently accepting her rebuke. And she's giving him over the head, you know, for like 2 minutes. You know, how could you do this to someone? He came all the way out here. I'm feeling like 2 cents. And he's calmly, patiently accepting it. I had, you can imagine, I had big questions of life and death and definitions in halacha of life and death that were very important to me. I have to tell you, I learned more from his interaction with his wife in those 5 minutes. And to top it all off, she tells him, now someone very important called when you were supposed to be here and you weren't here. And I'm not going to tell you who. I'm standing there, you know, they're both old people. And he's hearing all of this in front of me. And he calmly, patiently accepts what she says. And then, you know, he treats her with respect and dignity. And for a second, he doesn't say anything back. And I'm telling you, I learned more from his interaction with his wife in those 3 to 5 minutes, seeing his beautiful traits, his calmness, his love. Even though what she was doing was dead wrong. But he didn't say a word. She was shaming him, and he didn't answer a word back. He didn't give the slightest indication that, you know, maybe you could save your rebuke till he's not here. Maybe it's not your job to be my mother. Maybe it's not your right to tell me these things. He didn't say any of that. On the contrary, accepted everything lovingly. Things that, you know, you read in books, but in the history books, they don't like telling you such things about people's wives. I'm listening to all this, and the lesson was phenomenal. It teaches us what we can aspire to. And again, by what right is she berating him? And even if she's right, by what right is she doing it in front of me? And he doesn't say any of that. He's loving, he's caring, he's accepting, and he's no wimp. You know, in the halachic arena, when he has to express his mind, he says it. And when he disagrees, he disagrees. And I've had halachic rulings which he said that were hard. And he said, no, that's the way it is. And he can be tough as nails when he has to be. But when he has to be. And But it definitely is a different world once a person gets married. One of the factors that helps every person that recognizes it is the realization that that's just the way married life is. When a person thinks it's her, then it's very hard. When a person realizes it's married life, so then you can deal with it. Okay, you got to deal with it.